Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to another book review. Today we're looking at this amazing book over here, How to Pray a Good Prayer by Sheikh Ali Reza Panahian. It is a really beautiful book, and if you're looking to improve your salah and your connection with prayer, this is where you have to begin. Personally, I've seen a huge improvement in my salah as a result of this book, because the way that the author does his writing in all his books, he uses simple language that it's easy for us to understand. It's easy for us to really delve into the content and the essence behind the words, which is really important. And what I loved about this book, the structure that he structured the book is in such a logical manner that he begins by introducing what is worship and what's a good version of worship. How should we be when we are worshiping God? What should our feelings be? And then he begins to talk about mentoring and how is it when someone has a mentor and what are the benefits of someone having a mentor and what can it do for a person that's seeking to attain a proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then from there, he jumps onto salah and prayer, and how he links those two is really, really beautiful. I highly recommend this book because first of all, what you're going to get is the deeper meanings behind the actions that you do in salah. So when you're standing, but not even that, before it, when you're going to approach salah, the adhan and the iqama, the way that the author describes it is more than just a call to prayer, but rather a call to something that's within yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is what you need to pay attention to fix. The book highlights it even, but I don't want to give too much information, but basically it changes your perception on how you view the adhan, how you view the wudu. And the wudu one, I have to share, it's really beautiful, because he says, look, when you have a guest at your house and someone's coming as a visitor and you're beginning to wash the fruit in front of them, you're going to be delicate, you're going to be washing the fruit in a soft way, not going to turn on the tap and let the water gush on it and then just let the water splash everywhere. Rather, you're going to be very calm, polite, grab the apple or whatever fruit you're washing in front of them, and you're doing it in a way that's very peaceful and very calm. And he says, wudu should be done in the same way. We are the visitors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our wudu shouldn't be splashing some water, throwing water on our faces, or water everywhere. But rather, this is the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should connect through our wudu. And this is just an example. And I'm talking about wudu. He then goes on to the beginning of salah towards the end of it, and the different actions and meanings and philosophies behind the actions. It's so beautiful because you begin to see a change. And what I really loved is he fixed the issue with our perspective of what is a good prayer. You know, we hear the hadith regarding the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and how they used to pray in such khushu' and the way that they used to shake in their prayer. But is that something realistic for me, or realistic for a person like us? He highlights that. He explains it, and then he tells us what a realistic approach for a good prayer is. And then he doesn't just tell us what a good approach is or what the correct perspective is. He then gives you practical advice to achieve it. I can't recommend this book enough. If you really are looking to develop a stronger connection with your salah and begin to see the true effect of your salah, like, I'll tell you straight up, this book over here, one of the things he says is that we need to be respectful. And then he tells you how to be respectful with the positioning of your eyes. By following that prescription, I want to call it, that prescription of advice that you can practically implement in your salah, you'll notice that you're showing more respect in your salah. And then even outside your salah, you notice that you're respecting the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot more. Its effects are truly mesmerizing, because it really begins to allow salah to do its role, to really mentor us, to really change us. Look, I can't say it more than this. Get this book if you really want to connect with your salah, How to Pray a Good Prayer by Sheikh Ali Reza Panahian. I absolutely recommend it. Thank you so much for tuning in.